Part 2, Yom Kippur War, Jubilee 2023. Thank you, Father. Let's lay a foundation just briefly, and I will also put the scriptures regarding Yom Kippur first. Please read Leviticus on your own 16 through 18, and Hebrews 7 through 10. We are going to cover from the Old Testament, Numbers 29, yes, Numbers 29, 7 through 11. Numbers 29. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall humble yourselves. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a soothing aroma, one bull, one ram, 7 male lambs, 1 year old, having them without defect, and their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement and the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and their drink offerings. Let's look at Romans 3:21. Actually, we should start at 20, I believe. So, Romans 3:20-19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law. It's in the Hebrew, the other Bible here, this one, the Complete Jewish Study Bible, it says Torah. Whatever the Torah says, it speaks to those who are under the Torah, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law / Torah, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For those who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that we would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Yeshua, in Jesus. I do believe that the Complete Jewish Bible really has a better rendering of this. So I'm going to go to this, Romans 3. It's like, who's a Jew? Moreover, Romans 3:19. We know that whatever the Torah says, it says to those living within the framework of the Torah, in order that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world shown to deserve God's adverse judgment. For in his sight, no one alive will be considered righteous on the ground of legalistic observance of Torah commands. Because what Torah really does is show people how sinful they are. But now, quite apart from the Torah, God's way of making people righteous in his sight has been made clear, although the Torah and the prophets give their witness to it as well. And it is a righteousness that comes from God through the faithfulness of Yeshua the Messiah to all who continue trusting, for it makes no difference whether one is a Jew or Gentile, since all have sinned and come short of earning God's praise by God's grace without earning it. All are granted the status of being considered righteous before him through, okay, there's a door here, through the act redeeming us from our enslavement to sin that was accomplished by Messiah Yeshua. God put Yeshua forward as a kapara for sin through his faithfulness in respect to his bloody sacrificial death. This vindicated God's righteousness, because in his forbearance he had passed over, with neither punishment nor remission, the sins people had committed in the past. And he vindicates his righteousness in the present age by showing that he's righteous himself, and is also the one who makes people righteous on the ground of Yeshua's faithfulness. So there we have the summary. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement for Israel's sins. All of Israel shall be saved. Who is Israel? That's another topic. Let's go to what Jubilee is, and how this plays out in this time. In Leviticus 25, starting at 8, you are to count 7 Shabbats of years, 7 times 7 years, that is 49 years. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, you are to sound a blast on the shofar. You are to sound the shofar all through your land, and you are to consecrate the 50th year, proclaiming freedom throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It will be a yovel for you. You will return everyone to the land he owns, and everyone is to return to his family. That 50th year will be a yovel, jubilee, for you, in that you are not to sow, harvest what grows by itself, or gather the grapes of untended vines, because it is a yovel. It will be holy for you. Whatever the fields produce will be food for all of you. In this year of Yovel, every one of you is to return to the land he owns. Okay, so then it talks about this buying and selling of property. I'm going to summarize this because we'll open it up later. This is just a foundation. You keep God's 18 regulation and rulings and act accordingly in the land. If you live securely in the land, you will. If you do, you will live securely in the land, and the land will yield its produce, and you will eat until you have enough, and you will live there securely. And then let's jump down to 23. The land is not to be sold in perpetuity, because the land belongs to me. This is God speaking. You are only foreigners and temporary residents with me. Therefore, when you sell your property, you must include the right of redemption. And we'll get into that later. And the right of redemption in the country, and the right of redemption in the walled city, and of the Levites. I'm giving you the outline. And if someone has, and the right of redemption for someone who sold themselves as a servant or a slave, as it says. And if someone becomes poor, and then who can redeem the land? And then in verse 26, you are not to make yourself any idols, erect a carved statue or a standing stone, or place any carved stone anywhere in your land in order to bow down to it. I am Adonai your God. Keep my Shabbats and revere my sanctuary. I am Adonai. Now, this is, let's look at Isaiah 63. Isaiah, Jeremiah, where are you? This is the Hebrew English. And I'm going to also read it in this one. The Complete Jewish Bible. It is the rendering of the language just gives another facet of understanding. As language is organic, it's changeable, it morphs, it flows like water from heaven. The word of the Lord. Okay, here we go. Okay, 63:4. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Lord. Isaiah 63. This is about, I'll read it. 1-7. Who is this coming up from Edom? With garments of glowing colors from Bozrah. Okay, that's the Transjordan. This one who is majestic in his apparel, marching in greatness of his strength. It is I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like the one who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the wine trough alone, and from the peoples there was no man with me. I also trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood is sprinkled on my garments, and I stained all my raiment. Here's the key verse. For the day of vengeance was in my heart. This is God speaking. And my year of redemption, recompense is somewhere else, it says, has come. I looked and there was no one to help. And I was astonished and there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought salvation to me, and my wrath upheld me. I trod down the peoples in my anger, and I made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I shall make mention of his loving kindnesses of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, when he granted them according to his compassion and according to the abundance of his loving kindness. You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Who is this? The Complete Jewish Bible, coming from Edom, from Bozrah, with clothing stained crimson, so magnificently dressed, so stately in his great strength. It is I who speak victoriously. I well able to save. Why is your apparel red? Your clothes like somebody treading a winepress. I have trodden the winepress alone from the peoples. Not one was with me, so I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. So their lifeblood spurted out on my clothing, and I have stained all my garments. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption. It says here in the commentary, for the day of vengeance will bring about the year of redemption. The judgment is against all people and all nations, and he will intervene to execute judgment on Israel's enemies, is one of the Messiah's actions that leads the nations to repentance, that nation to repentance. Okay, so back to, this is the key verse. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart, and my year of redemption has come. I looked, but there was no one to help. And I was appalled that no one helped me. Therefore, my own arm brought me salvation, and my own fury upheld me. In my anger, I trod down the peoples and made them drunk with my fury, and then poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I will recall the grace of Adonai and the praises of Adonai because of all that Adonai has granted us, and his great goodness towards the house of Israel, which he bestowed on them, in keeping with his mercy, in keeping with the greatness of his grace. For he said, they are indeed my people, children who are not disloyal. So he became their savior. In all their troubles he was troubled. And then the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and his pity, he redeemed them. Praise the name of the great Lord Most High. Be blessed. Yeshua HaMashiach loves you. He's redeemed you, saved you, he's bought you. His love is endless. If you would just turn from your wicked ways and call on his name and believe in your heart that he is the Son of God and made a propitiation by his blood for your sins, you shall be saved.